Alright, today we'll be doing lesson 7-4 in your math textbooks. First, you need to open up the math PowerPoint that's located on the smart board. Go to the table of contents slide and click on 7-4 dividing fractions. Once that slide is pulled up, you'll find five examples. The first two are to find reciprocals. Click on the first example. The first example says find a reciprocal of 7. The reciprocal, if you'll know, is really just means to flip the fraction of 7. Remember how we wrote the fraction of 7 as 7 over 1. So when we flip 7 over 1, we get 1 over 7. So the reciprocal of 7 is 1 over 7. Your turn. Find the reciprocal of 4. Remember to first think what 4 is written as a fraction. You should have gotten 1 over 4. Alright, here's another example. Find the reciprocal of 3/8. Remember, we are flipping the fraction 3/8. You should have found that the answer is 8 over 3. Yes, you can have improper fractions with reciprocals. Alright, find the reciprocal of 5 over 7. You should have gotten 7 over 5. Alright, now we'll find 1/3 divided by 5/6. In today's lesson, we're basically not even dividing. We're really multiplying. So, to explain this further, the first thing you need to do is always write your problem down. 1/3 divided by 5/6. As you'll notice over the next few examples, I'll do several steps with every problem. And the first one is to always write your problem. So after you've written 1/3 divided by 5/6, the next step you will do is write 1/3 directly underneath the problem that you've written. Then you will change the division sign to the opposite of division, which is multiplication, which is what we've been practicing all week. So, in order to multiply it, we can't just keep 5/6 the way it is. We have got to take the reciprocal, or flip 5/6, which you will have 6 over 5. So now your problem is 1/3 times 6 over 5. The next thing we will do, which is step 3, is to look for any numbers that we can cross reduce. You look at 1 and 5, and you cannot cross reduce those. 1 and 5 are both prime. But look at 3 and 6. No, they are not prime, so you can cross reduce those. You can divide 3 and 6, divide both of them by 3, since 3 is the greatest common factor. So 3 divided by 3 is 1, and 3 into 6 is 2. So now we will multiply 1 times 2 on the top and get 2 as our numerator, and 1 times 5 on the bottom and get 5 as our denominator. Got it? Alright, you try to find 1/4 divided by 7/12. Again, the first step is to write your problem. So then we take 1/4 and copy it down right below. Remember, we are not dividing. We're actually doing the opposite of division, which is what? That's right, multiplication. And then we're going to take the reciprocal, or flip, 7/12, which is, that's right, 12 over 7. Then we will look to see any numbers that we can cross-reduce. The first ones we see are 1 and 7, and you're right, those are primes, so we cannot cross-reduce those. Can we cross-reduce 4 and 12? Yes, we can. 4, and 12 can both be divided by 4. So 4 divided by 4 is 1, and 12 divided by 4 is 3. So when we multiply straight across, we get 1 times 3, which is 3, and 1 times 7, which is 7. So our answer is 3/7. Our next example, a parking lot garage charges $1 for every one-third of an hour parking. How much money will you need to park for 5 hours? Well, what we have to do here, since we're only charging a dollar for every one of those one-third hours of parking, we park there 5 hours, what we're going to do is multiply the one-third times the 5, because we need to know how many one-third hours there are. So we divide 5 by one-third, which is we take 5 and put it over 1 and multiply it by the reciprocal of 1 over 3, which is 3 over 1. So when we multiply that out, we actually get 5 times 3 is 15. Since there is only $1 for every 15, then we will charge $15. Or the parking garage charges $15. Alright, next example. A hardware store charges $3 for every 1/2 hour a tool is rented. How much would it cost to rent the tool for 4 hours? Well, we're going to take, you can take it either way. You can do the 1/2 or the 4. We'll take 4 times the 1/2. Or divide by 1/2. 4 divided by 1/2. Right, 4 divided by 1/2. After you've written 4 divided by 1/2, write 4 as a fraction, which is 4 over 1. The opposite of division is multiplication. And then flip your 1/2, which is 2 over 1. Then multiply. What do you get? 8 over 1, that's right. Now multiply 8 over 1, which is 8, times 3, and what do you get? $24, that's right. So you should get $24. Alright, next example. A relay race is 3/4 of a mile long. There are 4 runners in the race. What portion of a mile will each runner race? So we are multiplying or dividing. We're dividing and multiplying today. We will divide 3/4 into 4 equal parts. So when we write our problem, we'll actually write 3/4 divided by 4. So they take 3/4 and we take the division sign, we actually flip it, and remember 4 as a fraction is 4 over 1, but when we take the reciprocal, we should get 1 over 4. We cannot cross-reduce anything, so we multiply straight across, and we get 3/16, and that is simplified. The last question says, a bag of jelly beans that's 7/8 of a pound is to be divided evenly among 4 friends. How much of the bag does each of the friends get? Okay, think about how you need to write this problem. Should you put the 7/8 divided by 4, or should you do 4 divided by 7/8? Okay, you're going to put 7/8 divided by 4. 7/8 is going to be first, and that stays the same. Change your division sign to multiplication, and then 4 is written as a fraction as 4 over 1. So we need to take the reciprocal of that, which is 1/4. Can you cross-reduce anything? No, you can't. So you're actually going to get 7 over 32. Remember, you can also put this in your calculator. If you wanted to put this in your calculator, I would put in 7/8, which is 7, ABC, 8, and then hit the division sign, 4, then hit equals. And you should get 7 over 32. Alright, that's the end of the lesson. The next thing I want you to do is open your textbook, and I believe the page is around 274. While you try to get there, I'll try to get there on my computer. We need to turn to 7-4. And on the first page that you see of 7-4, you'll actually find in the middle the definition for the reciprocal, in case you still didn't understand it. It's on 272. All right. We're actually going to turn to 274 to look at the practice. Okay. Look at numbers 5, 6, 7, and 8. Let's just go real quick and try to find the reciprocal of each number. I'll read the question and pause for about 5 seconds until everybody has had a thought about what the answer is. Number 5 says 2/3. Think about what the reciprocal of 2/3 is. You should have gotten 3 over 2. Look at number 6, 1 over 7. What is the reciprocal of 1 over 7? Okay. Well, you should have had 7 over 1, but when you reduce 7 over 1, remember that is just 7. Okay, now number 7 says 2/5. Alright, you should have gotten 5 over 2. And yes, remember, you can have improper fractions. You're not changing those to mixed numbers. Number 8, it's just 4. So 4 is written as a fraction as 4 over 1. What's the reciprocal of 4 over 1? That's right, 1 over 4. Alright, let's look at some practice. And remember, when I give you the assignment, your odd answers are in the back of the book. The first 8 problems on 16 through 23 are just to find the reciprocal, just like we just did. Now, the next few problems are to actually do the division, which you're actually, remember, doing multiplication. You're just changing the division signs to multiplication signs and then flipping the second fraction. So on 24, you would actually have 1/8 divided by 1/2, but when you solve it, you're going to have 1/8 times 2 over 1. Remember, always cross-reduce to help you simplify things and multiply things easier. So on this page, 274, do 16 through 37. Do all of that bottom green section. Turn to the next page, and I want you to look at underneath where it says standard test practice and mixed review. I want you to do 46 through 52. And yes, you can write the letter as your answer. And make sure you show your work so you can justify which letter you're choosing. And then on 53 through 57, all you're doing is changing the mixed number as an improper fraction, but then you need to find the reciprocal. Let's do one of those together. 53, 1 2/3. All right, we're going to change that to an improper fraction first. So remember, we have to multiply 1 times 3 to get 3, and then add the numerator, which is 2. So you're going to get 5 on top as your numerator, and you're going to get 3 on the bottom as your denominator. So you have 5/3. But remember, we got to find the reciprocal of that. So what's the reciprocal of 5/3? That's right, 3/5. All right, I can't even think. 3/5. I want you to do the rest of that bottom section to finish off your lesson. So on this page, on 275, you're doing 46 through 57. Good luck, and I will see you for math class on Friday.